Thank you. Thank you.
You know, I haven't told you a folk tale yet, and this one is rather modern. Well, it's about folks, though. There's an elderly couple went in for their yearly physical. The old boy was about 88, and his lady fair was a couple of years younger. The good family doctor checked him out, and he said, "Friend," he said, "I'll tell you something. You are the healthiest specimen for a man 88 years old that I have ever examined in my life. I can't believe this." And he said, "Yeah, Doc, the good Lord's been good to me. All of my life I've been able to work. I had a good job, and I've had a good woman to live with, and we've raised some fine children." "Well," he said, "you have been blessed because you still have good health." Well, he went on out, and the lady came in for her examination, and when the doctor checked her over, he said, "Well, ma'am, you're just as healthy as your husband. I can't believe this. You folks are really lucky." She said, "Yes, I have had a good man to live with. I've been a lucky woman." "He was telling me," he says, the doctor says, "he was telling me how good the good Lord had been to him, that every night when he'd get up to go to the bathroom here lately, the good Lord turned the light on for him." She thought about that a minute and looked at the doctor and said, "Why, that old rascal, when I get him home, I'll kill him. He's been a-peeing in the refrigerator." You know, that's funny enough to have been true. Ken, if you're out there listening, Jim Earp told me that tale about that guy that ran the vacuum cleaner shop in Boone. That's where it came from. He may have invented it, I don't know. Anyway, that's where I got it. I'll tell you one more along those lines, and then I'll tell you folks some little tidbits of truth that happened to me, but first I'll tell you one more tale, and you can take this one for the truth or leave it. I'm not sure, but I heard this one told as about half the truth. So this old boy went to the doctor one morning before he went to work, and he said, "Doc, I got something wrong with my ear." He said, "You know, it's draining something terrible this morning. I don't know what on earth's wrong with it." And the good doctor got that little thing he looks in your ear with, and he poked it in, and he looked kind of puzzled, and he looked again, and he said, "Well, friend, I hate to tell you this, but you have put a suppository in your ear." The old boy looked at the doctor kind of puzzled for a minute, and he said, "Doc, can I use your phone?" He said, "Sure." He called his wife and said, "Honey, I know where my hearing aid is now." I ain't supposed to laugh about those, but I'm not a very good straight man. I can't keep a straight face and tell those things, because every time I get a good laugh from an audience, they're funny all over again. Anyway, my little great-granddaughter is 12 now. She'll be 13, and yeah, she'll be 13 in September. When she was about 5, I'd been stacking up some wood my brother had hauled in for me so it would dry through the summer to burn in the wood furnace in the winter. And I was really hungry, and I said about a 3-line table grace, and she said, "Pa, you should let me pray." And I said, "Well, honey, you go ahead." And she said one that lasted about 3 minutes, I guess, and asked the good Lord right at the end, "Lord, bless all the lost folks and show them the way home." And I put my arm around her. I said, "Honey, you said a long one, didn't you?" And she kind of was offended the way I said it, I guess, and she said, "It was better than yours." I went to an old-time molasses boiling, they call them up home, where they make sorghum molasses at a neighbor's house, and his little granddaughter was about 7 or 8, and she come and climbed up on old Doc's lap and hugged my neck and said, "Doc Watson, I love you a whole bunch." I said, "Do you, honey?" She said, "Mm-hmm." I said, "Well, now when I get real old and ugly, you still gonna love me?" She looked at me kind of silent for a few seconds and said, "I love you now, don't I?" You know, all the songs that Jimmy Rogers wrote weren't blues. He wrote some, I forgot that other guy's name, wrote this song right here. It's called Blue-Eyed Jane, and it's not a blues. It's a pretty little love song.